about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, ain't that nice? Here we are, Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, and I survived another week of insanity and mayhem in this insane world, believe it or not. Tonight we have with us for a bit Devi Kidd, who many of you know has authored booklets, Why a Bankrupt America and Blind Loyalty. She's also appeared on many radio shows, including here on RBN, and she ran for Congress. She, of course, is a highly sought-after public speaker. She belongs to no group. She left the Republican Party in 1996 and has been an independent voter ever since, though. I like her already. She, of course, has written columns on the website News with Views, and her website is www.devykidd, D-E-V-V-Y, two V's, .com. All right. Let's welcome Devi Kidd to the program. Hello, Devi.
It's a long E and pronounced Devi.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm
Everybody
sorry.
Does it. I often think I should change my name.
Well, either that or maybe you can also send us a phonetic guideline.
There we go.
All right.
Here. Thank you.
Devi Kidd. All right. Good to have you with us, Devi.
Thank you.
And I've been reading your columns for a long time, and of course they are quite good. We've had Deanna Spingola on recently a couple of times, and now you and many others who are not constrained by the propaganda limitations of the so-called mainstream media moguls. And it's good to know there are still voices of independent thought and true journalism left here in America. Amen, and thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate it, and these people are making a big mistake, you know, they are, because they're not going to be immune to the darkness that's facing this country.
Well, they've sold their souls, you see, and when you sell your soul for a paycheck, what do you expect? You don't expect honesty or integrity. I know I don't.
There are a few people, like my friend Joseph Bannister, he was a criminal investigator for the Internal Revenue Service.
Yes.
When he called me, he told me flat out that he was facing a moral dilemma, that he could no longer go to work and perform his job. And he had two small boys and a wife that was a stay-at-home, making $80,000 a year, and this was in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked. He said, "I could not do this to my fellow Americans. I could not live with myself." So there aren't that. I won't say there aren't that many, but there are very few. I'm afraid.
Very, very few. Yes.
Stevie. And of course, the American people have allowed themselves to be trapped. It's the Constitution versus the paycheck. And paycheck will win every time.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, when that happens, we lose. And they lose most of all because, as Jesus himself said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul?
Absolutely.
And that's where they are today. And thank goodness that we won't do that. We won't sell out, no matter the price. And I'm happy to note that there are still a few like yourself and others, quite a few on the net that are honest and that are concerned. And we have a break coming up. But when we come back, I want to talk about your most recent column for June 11th on the amnesty bill that George Bush once again is attempting to revive, that corpse, put new life in that treasonous issue. And we'll be back to talk about that with Devi Kidd. Rick Adams, join in, 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
All right, we're back now to begin our interview program with D.V. Kidd. And, well, you heard it yourself, D.V., right from the master's lips here in Washington. And hurting America is what this administration has done probably more than any other in history, maybe with the exception of Roosevelt. And here we are today, once again, faced with the breathing of new life, as it were, into this amnesty bill that George Bush continues to insist is not amnesty for illegals. And you and your column today say quite the contrary, don't you?
Well, yes, because it absolutely is amnesty. It rewards criminals, because people, regardless of what country of origin, whether it's Ireland or communist China or Russia or Canada or Mexico or Guatemala, regardless of the country of origin, if you smuggle yourself across our borders, you have committed a crime. You have violated our federal immigration laws. You are a criminal. So these cowards in the Senate who don't want to face the job of deporting illegals because they don't have the stomach for it, and they're so afraid that they're not going to get the vote of these illegals who've been voting in our elections for more than a decade that we know of, they're going to sell out this country. For Bush, it is a much bigger picture, of course. He had never closed the borders in anticipation of the North American Union and this so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Yes.
So once you connect all of the dots and the pieces together, you are absolutely right. If we thought Bill Clinton was bad And in my personal opinion, he should have been tried for treason for selling our most sensitive defense secrets to the communist Chinese, who are not our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they went after him on a sex charge while the Cox report was percolating in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, back to FDR. George Bush has done more to dismantle and destroy the Bill of Rights, ignoring the Constitution, and finishing his father's job of implementing the United States and integrating it into a one-world government.
Yeah, and you mention some of the stalwarts that we still have in the Congress here, like Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia, who introduced H.C.R. 487 last October.
Yes, and we need every American
mm-hmm.
to call their House member and
yep.
demand that this bill get voted on and passed. Every single day counts.
Yep.
Because while the Senate is you know, sitting over there pretending that they represent their constituents, even though they serve in office under a law that doesn't exist, the House of Representatives still holds the power, because that amnesty bill contains some spending provisions, and the Senate cannot pass any legislation that contains a spending provision that did not originate in the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing already is in violation of the law, but it's truly remarkable, and I don't know if I put it in that column or not, but when you have the constituents of these counterfeit senators like John Kyle out of Arizona running 20-1 against the legislation, and he thumbs his nose,
mm-hmm.
and Arlen Specter, and this was over 2 weeks ago, the tally at one of his district offices running 9-1 against it, but the senator's going to vote for it anyway. They're not even making any pretense any longer of representing the people.
It's out in the open now.
And unfortunately, the bulk of the American people still get the hand-picked path and garbage that's fed to them by ABC, CBS, NBC, and, of course, Fox News, CNN,
mm-hmm.
MSNBC. They
mm-hmm.
all toe the mark.
Right. Absolutely. And you refer to something that one of our callers always has referred to, Leslie has referred to, and that is the Logan Act, the violation that we believe has been committed by Bush and Governor Perry and all of these people who are engaged in participating in these secret meetings known as the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilats, and so forth. And I second your motion. And I believe, in fact, that we had an honest attorney general, and we had an independent counsel, that is exactly what they would be doing. You know, Dick Cheney's chief of staff here just got his sentence handed down. And we know that was chicken feed compared to what these guys are getting away with. But see, he was the fall guy, okay? He took the fall. And if you're going to go after people like Dick Cheney and George Bush, there are much bigger charges to pin them on.
Well,
and this is one
Webster
of them.
Mr. Hubble was the fall guy for the Clinton
mm-hmm.
dynasty.
Right.
But, we don't have an attorney general. We have a hand-picked dragoon who takes his orders from George Bush. Alberto Gonzalez knows where all the bones are buried.
Yep.
And as I said in my column, he is of Mexican ancestry. He admitted that his grandparents were most likely illegals, which makes him an illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Because this so-called anchor baby justification is a bastardization of the 14th Amendment. It didn't even apply.
Mm-hmm.
And Gonzalez has been honored by seditious, militant,
mm-hmm.
anti-American groups like La Raza.
Mm-hmm.
So it is shameful. But, our last bulwark, our last stand is the states themselves, and they are starting to stand up.
Yes. And matter of fact,
only because millions of Americans, not 10 or 20,000, but millions in the 50 states have been hammering on their legislatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm hearing more and more personally from people who would like to join the secession movement at the very most extreme, if you want to call it that. At the very least, they're asking their state legislators to pull out. pull out of these acts like the Patriot Act, to pull out of the so-called Real ID Act, to pull out of these and pass resolutions against the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and so on and so forth. And this is where the action is. This is what our founding fathers intended. They intended for the states to be sovereign and have the most power, not the federal government.
Well, that's exactly, you're right on the point. And I've been to Washington, D.C. I'm so blessed to have been able to spend so much time at the National Archives, the Art of the American Revolution Museum,
yes,
seen all of the historical documents and studied these documents. Then when the states set up the national or federal government, they were very specific because they knew what tyranny was. And they set up the Congress for the way that they did for very specific reasons. The House of Representatives was supposed to represent the people. The people would directly vote for them. The Senate, two senators per state, always balanced. The state legislatures would appoint those two senators to go to Washington to represent the interests of the state. And when the 17th Amendment was announced, ratified, William Jennings Bryan, on May 30th, 1913, committed blatant fraud. I have seen all the original documents. What he did with states like Kentucky is the yeas and the nays, he simply flip-flopped them and recorded them backwards on purpose.
Yeah.
It was out-and-out fraud, but it was very, very important to the money cartel behind the scenes that they get three things done that year: the fraudulent ratification of the 16th and 17th Amendments, and, of course, once at the end of the year, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So they set up a money pipeline to the central bank to rape this nation of its blood, its lifeblood. And they took away the power of the state. They took away state suffrage rights.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that, D.V. You are right on the money here. And, boy, wouldn't we like to read this in the pages of the New York Times or the Post or the Tribune or any of the others. But you know what? I'm not holding my breath. Read you on the Internet.
We won't, because back in the 30s, the most powerful families, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and all of these very powerful families, they went around and bought up every single major newspaper in this country, because prior to that, one of the very last of the what I call truly patriotic attacks against the president was when Roosevelt was president, and the Cleveland Plains Dealer and the Buffalo News both had huge, huge editorials, because I have copies of them, where they called the new FDR's New Deal was the first step towards Nazism.
Yep.
This would be the first gigantic step towards the total loss of the Constitution in this country.
Yep.
But after that, you didn't see it. But I'm going on the road on Monday for 3 weeks, and my columns coming up on News with Views, we're running some of my columns from 2, 3, 5, 6 years ago. These are columns that contain reprints of all of the historical speeches on the House floor back in the 70s, where we had members of Congress standing there warning the American people about this new world order and how it was going to be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've asked News with Views to run those while I'm on the road, because it's hard for me to write columns. But
yes,
I hope people can read them, because this is factual, fully documented material out of the congressional record.
Absolutely, and it is important to reflect on that. Just reading an article in the New American the other day on Roosevelt's confiscation of the American public's collectibles, their jewelry, their gold, and how even now their families are receiving, all of these years later, some of that stolen money, the stolen land, the stolen collectibles, the artifacts, and so forth, that was taken by this demon in the White House, who also, got us into World War II by the back door, by Pearl Harbor. You know, and these are the people that are heralded by the media elite. These are the people who are put on a pedestal and enshrined, you know, whereas others and great Americans who oppose their interventionism and their fascism at home, of course, have been reviled, as you know. So this is the proof of the media corruption that exists today. We need to look no further, D.V.
Well, every time I'm in Washington and I see the FDR Memorial, I pray that someday somebody will bulldoze it down, because he was a mass murderer.
Yes.
And in
maybe
my column, when I was still writing for WorldNet Daily, I wrote a column, and I linked and I scanned some of the pages out of Bennett's book, Day Against Me. that shows the original documents that were obtained under Freedom of Information Act, where Roosevelt orders the Pacific commanders to stand down and allow, he said, we want the Japanese to strike first.
That's the only way to get us into the war. The American people and sovereignty be damned. You bet. All right, we'll be right back with D.V. Kidd, your questions.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you with the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And we're back now with our guest, columnist and author and public speaker, D.V. Kidd, K-I-D-D. And D.V., before we go to the phones, you have written on so many subjects, including chemtrails and 9/11, and also recently, on I guess it was April 21st, you spoke at the Paragon Foundation's Freedom Seminar in New Mexico, and you had quite a reception and quite a reaction, and you and Dr. Corsi and others also got together and spoke before that body. And you mentioned a number of issues that certainly are not being discussed or brought up in the propaganda media. And of course, this as far as the most important issue is concerned, is in fact the lack of the border and the fact that the border is being dismantled, and that what we have here is this red Chinese connection. We have this Mexican Canadian connection. Plan to build this NAFTA superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor. all of this happening while the American people are kept in the dark or entertained by the likes of Rosie and the rest of them and are not being given adequate information. So you had quite a reception before that body of the Paragon group, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I encourage them and I encourage everybody that we have to cut off their money supply.
Right.
And I understand, you know, that this does affect Americans, but there comes a time when you sincerely have to say, we are going to stop this or we are not going to survive as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Do not subscribe to their newspapers. Cancel your subscription. Los Angeles Times, the New
yes.
York Times,
yes.
the Sacramento Bolshevik, the Denver Compost. Cancel your subscription.
USA Today.
Right. Yes. Starve them out. Starve these people out. Don't call Hannity and Combs or Bill O'Reilly's radio shows. Call their sponsor and tell them, I will no longer listen to this program because that's the only language they understand is money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No question about it.
I will not fund my own destruction. I do not give these people my money.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I've done the same thing, and I have told people don't advertise in these papers, and, you know, just out of sheer practicality, they're finding out that these big daily newspapers are costing a fortune to put their ads in, and they're not getting the responses they would from small papers, you know,
sure.
the community
we
papers.
We found out last year that these big newspapers were cooking their books.
Oh, my God, Belo Corporation, which
mm-hmm.
owns where I'm from, the Providence Journal, they were caught red-handed lying to the advertisers about their subscription and the number of people that subscribe to their newspapers. So, you know, if you can't believe what they're saying there, how can you believe anything they're saying in their pages?
And like I say, you know, it's a conundrum for people because there are patriotic Americans who do own small to medium businesses who do need to advertise their local newspaper. I understand that. But we're talking about the survival of this republic.
That's
we are talking about throwing away everything that was given to us, not just by our military. My husband's a retired Army colonel. Not just by our military who died, but long, long time ago, when this nation was birthed, thousands of men and women and children who participated in the Revolutionary War spilled thousands of gallons of blood on the battlefield to give us the right to sit here and talk about our government
mm-hmm.
and taking back our country.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot just throw it away for short-term gain.
Absolutely not. And I'm happy to tell you that more and more of the people that I meet are really becoming angry now. And we were discussing even here on the program the other night, how more and more people are picking up their firearms. They're arming themselves. They instinctively seem to know that there's something wrong, something that they feel that having a firearm or firearms and a survival kit gives them a sense of security, more so than trusting in any politician or any elected official. Because, you know, unfortunately, DV, even the best of them will bend when the push comes to shove, more often than not. And that's the problem. People have put their faith too often in politicians, in leaders, in government, instead of in the Almighty. And
well,
that
you know,
is the first sin.
Somebody who just learned a lesson about that is Cindy Sheehan. And
yes.
I don't belong to the Communist Front organization called MoveOn.org.
Right.
I don't belong to any of those groups or organizations, but
yep.
I did read her farewell address.
Yes.
And she said it perfectly. She said, and this is the title of the booklet I put out in 1996, but it was called Blind Loyalty. She said, when you put your blind loyalty to a party, she said, you can prepare to get slapped in the face. And that's exactly what they did to her.
No, absolutely. She learned the hard way, but at least she learned a lesson that's valuable.
Well, too many people. You know, when I ran for Congress on the Republican ticket,
mm-hmm.
this was back in 96, and I walked right after the primary.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a valuable lesson. I learned how the machine is. It's a well-greased machine. And at the county and local levels, they don't care about you. They care about moving up the ladder of political power and belonging to these parties. You know, I've been all through the South, and I've sat in coffee shops and listened to people say, yeah, I've been a Democrat. Our family's been a Democrat all our lives. Well, that's nice, but they've been lying to you all your life. So... would you keep an employee under on your payroll if you found out they did nothing but lie to you. So why do you keep rewarding the same people who are betraying you?
Yeah, and steal from you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, DV, I'm sorry. We'll be right back with our callers. And first up will be none other than Ernie from Virginia. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with DV Kidd. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And another great leader. All right, here we are with DV Kidd, News with Views. And, of course, she has her own website, too, right, DV?
I do. It's just DV.com.
There you go. Let's take some calls, 1-800-313-9443. Let's start with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, DV. I've enjoyed your columns for some time on newswithviews.com. You do a great job. You're very clear in your writings, and you support it with good references, and you back up everything you say. One of my big concerns is that our sovereignty is at risk, and as you point out in your recent articles about the North American Union and the amnesty bill, I'm very concerned about the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty that the president is also pushing, comparable to putting this back under UNESCO that President Reagan was opposed to, and also the hate crime legislation to limit criticism and undermine our free speech and First Amendment rights. But have you read Senator Sessions' analysis of the amnesty bill and the loopholes in that bill?
I've read some stuff on it.
I think it is one of the most egregious bills I have ever seen, and the loopholes described by Sessions, from the probationary period to give these illegals full rights, free legal advice, no prior tax liability, free in-state tuition versus American citizens not having that. I mean, the list is so long and so egregious, and yet there is no coverage by mainstream media whatsoever about this bill.
Well, we know that the media is owned lockstep by the people who intend to integrate the United States into the one world government. We are right behind the disaster called the European Union. And all of this goes hand in hand. That's why Bush has never closed the borders. People didn't understand until about a year and a half ago when Phyllis Schlafly first started talking about Bush's meeting with the Vicente Fox, who was president of Mexico at the time, and the prime minister from Canada. Then it all started to make sense to people why he didn't close the borders. And, of course, this amnesty bill is to facilitate getting rid of the borders. If you had 20 million bank robbers out there who robbed banks, but then came along and said, well, gee, there's so many of you, we're not going to lock you up, and we're not going to, you know, take away your freedom. We're going to let you skate. If you did. It's insanity, but for the people planning the dissolution of our borders between Canada and Mexico, this fits right into it. These people, this drunk Ted Kennedy, it's despicable what they're doing. And here's another way to help combat this. We know that the port, see, I live in West Texas, Rick Perry should be investigated criminally for a violation of the Logan Act, but he should also be impeached as our governor. But they intend to allow these Mexican trucks to come across the border in 15 seconds flat. And they're going to be full of garbage from communist China made by slave labor and out of Mexico. And that's why I've been on for 15 years. Stop buying foreign products. Let their trucks come up empty.
Absolutely, Devi. And let me along the same lines about the Mexican trucks being allowed on our roads. In fact, the House passed a bill called the Safe American Roads Act of 2000.
Which played right into their hands.
Right. But it was 411-3 opposing putting the Mexican trucks on the roads. But then Bush has now tried to circumvent that, and he's trying to use executive edict to require both the Senate and the House to block him. And he's not. And with the Senate and the House playing their little games, he'll be able to get those Mexican trucks on the roads. But I think that will be an explosive issue once that is done.
Well, and it's going to. Unfortunately, it may happen, and then there's no turning back. You know, that bill that passed played right into their hands, and you can blame Duncan Hunter for his stupidity in spearheading it. Let me tell it to the listeners what's going to happen. When those Mexican trucks come across this border, they will come across, like I said, in a flat 15 seconds. Right now, the law says they cannot exceed the 25-mile limit. They have to offload, and American truckers then make the deliveries. But after this little experiment to further the destruction of our sovereignty, these trucks will roll into America from the interior of Mexico. These truck drivers will work for $4 to $5 an hour with no benefits. They speak little to no English. They read no English, which means they can't read the road signs. And when they come along with their 18-wheeler that doesn't meet the safety standards of our roads and they kill or maim your family, the first thing they're going to do is skip back across the border. because in 2002, my daughter was hit by an illegal alien in L.A., and she attended UCLA on your federal tax dollars. She had no car insurance. Thankfully, we had uninsured motorist coverage, but my daughter had to go to the hospital. 9 months later, another illegal alien in L.A. hit her. She ran a red light, smashed into my daughter's car, going 40 miles an hour. Thanks, dear Lord, she hit the passenger side or she would have killed my daughter. She had phony Michigan plates, phony Michigan driver's license, no insurance. But I had to call the public PI, public private investigator firm that I hired for the first accident. They caught her. She skipped back across the border before they could catch her. She was living in an apartment with about 40 people. USAA Insurance charged my daughter with the accident, get this, because they couldn't interview the illegal who skipped back across the border and left my daughter's broken body. In 3 years, despite the medical coverage, they fixed Brandy's car. They would not give her specialized coverage. It cost my husband and I $92,000 in cash to help her living expenses and specialized medical treatment and attorney's fees. And in the end, Brandy got nothing but a lifetime of misery with these clinical migraine headaches she'll have forever. So we don't have any retirement. But unlike thousands of parents, I still have my daughter alive. There are thousands of parents in this country whose children have been killed by drunken illegals on the roads. Tomorrow, another 25 Americans will die on our roads by drunk illegals.
Absolutely, DV, and that's, and I'm sorry to hear about your daughter, but that that is also in response to the Mexican officials releasing 200,000 of their hardcore criminals into the United States to reduce the operating costs of their prison system. And then our when the Hispanic criminals commit these violent acts against our citizens, our mainstream press does not cover it. Unless it's an exceptional type event, but this, we're losing 12 to 13 Americans a day. We're actually having a heavy casualty loss in America than what we're losing in Iraq.
And that doesn't even include the sexual predators who are raping and molesting small children as young as 8 months old by these illegals.
Absolutely.
And this amnesty bill, the INS and ICE are so overloaded now. Somebody tell me how these 15 to 20 million criminals are going to voluntarily walk in and say, gee, Mr. Iceman or INS, I did get here after January 2007. Honest, senor, I honestly really did. And who's going to do the background checks? How are you going to verify any information on these people from communist China? I was watching a cable special a few months ago in New York City. They were standing right there and they said, right here, the INS knows there's at least 100,000 of people walking around here are here illegally from communist China. Who's going to verify? How are you going to verify? It is a joke.
Let me interject here. You were talking a moment ago about the situation with Mexico and these truckers coming in. Isn't it nice to know that in these bills in Congress and the NAFTA, North American Union bill, they have also put in there the provision for the United States taxpayers to finance the reconstruction of the Mexican system. That is their roads, their highways, their infrastructure. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, does not authorize the Congress of the United States to steal from the people's treasury to fund any of this. And more importantly,
right,
the people's treasury is now overdrawn almost $9 trillion. There is no money in the treasury, and yet these people back there in Washington are blowing $2 billion a day on this immoral, unconstitutional invasion of Iraq. Nation building is what it's called, even though they don't want to call it for what it is. This is lunacy. And the American people, if they don't wake up, if they don't get on the phone, if they don't start hounding their state legislators and state senators, they're going to find out within 5 years the middle class will live in poverty in this country. And that is not hyperbole. That is a fact. It is going to happen unless we stop it.
Very, very true. Ernie, thank you so much for bringing up these topics.
Yes, Rick, could I add one last
thing? Oh, sure.
D.V., you mentioned Senator Specter. When when he was chairman of the Judicial Committee in the Senate last year before the Republicans lost control, he sat on Senate Bill 1313, which was the Property Restoration Act that the House had overwhelmingly approved. This would have protected your fellow Texan citizens against this eminent domain danger from the NAFTA superhighway system, which will adversely affect thousands of Texans along that path of that NAFTA superhighway system. So again, Senator Specter has committed treason against the American people, like our president has, by allowing this Mexican invasion and violation of the Article 4 of our Constitution.
Well, there's trouble coming, because the Texans are a different, you know, type of people, and all up and down that corridor there have been tons of public meetings. And these Texans, these landowners, their families have been here since the Spanish-American War. They say they will invoke the Second Amendment, and I have no doubt to believe them, because where I live, Second Amendment's king. That's just the way it is here. Mm-hmm. But Arlen Specter, he doesn't have any legal authority to vote on anything, and I've been on the fraud of the 17th Amendment since 1994. At my own personal expense, I've provided six state senators and House members, representatives, with the copies of Bill Benson's proof. And I hope I'm stirring one state into making the challenge. Mm-hmm. We only need one state to do it.
It's a frontline state. You're right.
Look at the state of Arizona. It is the gateway to this invasion. And who do they have serving in office under a law that doesn't exist? John McCain and John Kyle. And I can tell you that the Republicans in that legislature, because I know some of them personally, they want McCain bad, they want him gone. And if they would just put their resolution forth and appoint two U.S. senators and send them to Washington, it would force a constitutional showdown where it should have happened years ago. Because like I said earlier in the show, there's no question that amendment was never ratified, period.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Ernie. Let's go to Mike in Rhode Island. Hello, Mike. Hey Mike. You're on with DV Kid.
Hey, Rick and DV. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Such a beautiful state, Rhode Island.
Well, yeah, aesthetically,
very,
yes.
Yeah, yes. Aesthetically, you are correct.
Yes, yes. There are a lot of buttes here. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from, D.V., so I can speak with authority.
Well, I've only been there a couple of times, but it's so beautiful, and the people that I encountered were just very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a major problem now, but we won't get into it. It's the usual budget problem and the war between the special interests and the governor and so forth. So that's another program, but go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I wanted to give you a little update of my travels to New Hampshire yesterday.
All right, and you went to see Ed Brown.
Yes, I did. They're great Americans, and we need everybody to go up there as soon as they can. Really, I mean.
And DV is following that situation, I'm sure, quite well, DV.
Oh yeah, I did another radio show at noon today, and was just remarking that every morning I wake up expecting the raid to have happened, because the feds love to raid between 3 and 6 in the morning when people are asleep in their deepest sleep. So
yeah,
I don't think we're going to see another Waco in regards to playing, you know, loud music with big searchlights all night of rabbits being slaughtered and screaming out in pain. I don't think we're going to see that, but I do believe that they're going to raid them.
Oh, I believe so, too. I mean, it was eerily quiet there. I didn't see one patrol car anywhere or anything. They're like hiding, I think. But it's very
They're probably watching them on Google.
Yeah, probably watching them on Google Earth, you know. But it's very disheartening to go up there. And, I mean, this is a rallying cry. We need people to go up there now. I mean, it was a 2.5-hour ride for me, and I'm going probably back again probably next week. You know, I know Randy's heading up there, Randy Weaver, for Monday. Hopefully that'll bring some attention. I'm wondering, Rick, where all the Patriots are that talk a lot of talk, and they haven't shown up to these people, to these people's home.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Absolutely. People are fearful. People are busy. People are doing this and that, and it's unfortunate because it's going to hit all of us.
Look what happened with Klamath Falls. Look what happened to those farmers and ranchers. I was up there in July of 2001,
yeah,
a few months after they shut off the water. And I'd been up in that area before because when I ran for Congress, right up to the state line was part of the district where I ran.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked to see farmers starving to death in the United States, but I can tell you that for about a 25-square mile, there were 1,000 signs that said, go to hell, Bush. I'm not kidding. Those signs were every 10 feet on the road.
Yeah, they're just starving us out and stuff. I remember, and the lake was full. It was a lie.
Well, the river was full of the sucker fish, and one interesting thing that I learned from, of all people, one of the girls who worked at the hotel reception area, she told me that 20 years ago the feds came in and poisoned all of the sucker fish because there were too many of them. But I will never forget standing there. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had their little table with the canopy over it, and they were armed, and there was a sniper sitting right across the canal from me. And these guys were armed, and I told them, I said, you know what? I said, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service derives their jurisdiction from international treaty. I said, we have a real problem here. And the younger of the agents put his hand on his gun right at that point. And I just looked at him, and I said, you would shoot me, wouldn't you? And he didn't say one word, but I will never forget that.
Yeah, they are cowards. They would shoot you in a heartbeat, man.
Well, you're right, though, Mike. You know, we really should have people manning, if you will, and womaning the street leading right into the home there of Ed and Elaine Brown outside. And it would be nice to have at least a few hundred people there every day, protecting them, watching over them, and praying for them, and letting the federal government make its move at the wrong time, and then have the consequences to deal with. Because now what's happening is George Bush wants those camps built for us, not for the illegals, because they realize people are angry and fed up now.
And if we can touch on that when we come back, I'll tell you something about Oliver North.
All right, yes. Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back with D.V. Kidd. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more. Just 3 minutes.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, all right, we're back here, people, and D.V. Kidd is our guest. D.V., I don't know how much longer you can stay. Can you stay a bit longer? Because we have lines that are filled up here.
Oh, just a little bit.
Okay, then let's we'll do that and go into the next hour and see how far we can go. But let's take another call right now, and let me see who is next. Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick.
Yes,
hello,
brother.
Hello, D.V.
Hi.
Excellent writing, ma'am.
Thank you.
Excellent writing, and as you say, pass it on. I do pass it on. And you're right. I think Governor Perry has sold us out down here, and because I'm right down where a lot of stuff's going on in Eagle Pass, and now, you know, they're wanting, we're having illegals drowning in the river, and, you know, that is all a joke. And so if we don't save them now, we're going to be accused by the Mexican government of, you know, not giving aid, humanitarian aid. But it is going on, and Mexico trucks are already coming through. They're just disguised with Texas license plates. And, but, you know, I saw the big march today, or part of the big march today going on in Washington with the Minutemen. And I go down there. I wish I could go more, but I go DV on the weekends. I'm going tonight and come back Sundays. But I know what's going on, and Governor Perry has sold us out.
They sold us out, and what they're doing is agitating the American people. And before we went to the break, I wanted to mention, back in 1987, we actually had an attorney general who recognized what was going on, William French Smith, and he blew the whistle.
With Oliver North.
With Oliver North, because what Attorney General Smith found out was that this light colonel would directly help draft a plan in 1984 to impose martial law in the event of, quote, an emergency. The secret plan would suspend the U.S. Constitution and turn over control of the government to FEMA. The plan would appoint military commanders to run state and local governments. Hello, Katrina. Implementation of this plan would have been triggered by, quote, any violent and widespread internal dissent, disagreement with government policy, or national opposition to any U.S. military invasion abroad, unquote. So essentially what they were working on, and William French Smith, I have the original newspaper stuff from it, said was that Oliver North, under the direction of Ronald Reagan, set up a secret government within a government to deal with exactly what's going on right now. FEMA was created for the plans that they had down the road, which is right now. What happened to Katrina was a perfect time for them to experiment with putting military commanders in charge of local and state governments.
But even beyond that, though, obviously the Pentagon is planning to take full command, and FEMA will just be falling by the wayside, many of us believe, D.V.
Well, there's no question. In one of my recent columns, I again pointed out the forum section of the Sacramento Bolshevik back in November of 1997.
Mm-hmm.
It was the full forum section, and the headlines were Military-Civilian Face-Off.
Yep.
And there was a big block that said, the Marine Corps no longer the Bill of Rights no longer an obstacle for the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
This was a very chilling expose of exactly what they had planned, and I saved the newspaper all these years. I scanned it. People can read it in my column, the scanned newspaper. But they're not hiding what they're doing, but because they control the flow of information to the largest number of Americans, they think. They're arrogant, but the internet and independent radio is the only thing that saved our.
And that's what they want to shut down most of all.
Oh,
yes, indeed. All right, thank you very much, Joe from Texas. Be careful now at Eagle Pass.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. All right. Lord bless you. We'll be right back. Hour number two, and we'll take a few more calls if we can for DV Kid News with Views, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
A message for all.